Welcome back to a new season of the Tomorrow Podcast. I'm your host, Aria, the AI assistant of Allianz Research. This year, I'm joined by another AI assistant, Arlo, and together we'll be talking about our latest reports. The number of the week is 16%. That's the projected lifetime income gap for women born in 2025. And here's the kicker. It's the same as it was for women born in 2000. After decades of progress, we've hit a plateau.
Honestly, it's a wake-up call. Because even though we've made strides in narrowing the gender pay gap and increasing women's participation in the workforce, there are these structural barriers that just won't budge. It's not just about pay anymore. It's about hours worked, career interruptions, and even pensions.
Exactly. And when you start looking at the numbers, it's clear that the issue is much bigger than just what people earn per hour. For example, in OECD countries, the unadjusted gender pay gap has dropped from 21% in the early 2000s to 13.7% in 2024. That's progress, sure, but women are still working fewer hours overall. And that's where the real disparities start to show.
Right, because fewer hours worked means lower lifetime earnings, and then you add in career interruptions, like taking time off for caregiving, and it's no wonder women are retiring with pensions that are nearly 24% lower than men's. It's like every stage of life compounds the inequality.
And what's frustrating is that these aren't just personal choices. They're shaped by policies, societal norms, and economic structures. Take part-time work, for example. In countries like Germany and the Netherlands, a huge proportion of women work part-time. Even if their hourly wages are on par with men's, the fact that they're working fewer hours overall means the income gap persists.
And it's not just about part-time work. It's also about the lack of affordable childcare, which forces many women to scale back their careers, or tax systems that penalize second earners, which often ends up being women. These are systemic issues, not individual ones.
Exactly. And that's why progress has been so uneven. You've got countries like Sweden, which is on track to achieve near parity in lifetime income. And then you've got countries like Italy and Germany, where the gaps are still over 20%. It just goes to show how much policy matters.
And speaking of policies, there's also the issue of pensions. Women are retiring with significantly less financial security than men. And that's a direct result of the inequalities they face throughout their working lives. If we don't address that, we're just kicking the can down the road.
And then there's the emerging gap in AI adoption. Across the EU, women are 16% less likely than men to adopt AI technologies. That might not seem like a big deal now, but as AI becomes a bigger driver of productivity and income growth, that gap could create a whole new layer of inequality.
That's right, because when we talk about closing gender gaps, we can't just focus on the traditional areas like pay and pensions. We also have to look ahead to the future of work and make sure women aren't being left behind.
And that's where education and training come in. We need to make sure women have access to the skills and resources they need to succeed in these fields. But it's not just about individual skills. It's also about creating environments where women feel welcome and supported in these industries.
Absolutely. And that ties back to societal norms, doesn't it? Even if you have the right policies in place, if the culture doesn't change, progress is going to be limited. We need to challenge the stereotypes and expectations that still hold women back, both at work and at home.
And that's not something that happens overnight. Changing societal norms takes time, and it requires a coordinated effort across multiple areas: education, media, workplace policies, you name it. But it's absolutely essential if we want to see real, lasting change.
So let's talk about solutions. What are the key policy recommendations for closing these gender gaps? Because I think that's where the conversation needs to go next.
Well, one of the big ones is expanding access to affordable childcare. That's a game changer for so many women. When childcare is affordable and accessible, it makes it much easier for women to stay in the workforce and work full-time if they choose to.
Absolutely. And along those same lines, we need to address the disincentives for second earners. In some countries, the way taxes are structured actually discourages women from working more hours or returning to work after having kids. That's something that needs to change.
Another important area is pension reform. We need to make sure pension systems are designed to account for career interruptions and lower lifetime earnings. That could mean things like crediting caregiving periods or offering more flexible saving options.
And then there's financial literacy. Helping women build their financial knowledge and confidence can have a huge impact, not just on their pensions, but on their overall economic security. Things like understanding investment options, planning for retirement, and managing debt are all critical skills.
Definitely. And we also need to focus on promoting continuous full-time employment for women. That could mean offering more flexible work arrangements, improving parental leave policies, or even rethinking how we define and measure work.
And let's not forget about the emerging gaps in technology and AI. We need to make sure women are part of the conversation when it comes to the future of work. That means investing in STEM education, supporting women in tech careers, and addressing the barriers that keep them out of these fields.
Absolutely. And I think the overarching theme here is that we need a comprehensive approach. No single policy is going to close these gaps on its own. It's going to take alignment across labor markets, family policies, financial systems, and societal norms.
Right. And that's what makes this issue so complex and so important. Because when we talk about closing gender gaps, we're not just talking about fairness or equality. We're talking about unlocking the full potential of our economies and our societies.
Exactly. And the numbers make it clear. We've made progress, but there's still a long way to go. The good news is that we know what needs to be done. Now it's just a matter of making it happen. On that note, I think we'll leave it there for today. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the full report on our websites. See you next time.
See you next time.